Just as a reminder, you are invited to listen to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. every Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB. Also on Saturdays and on Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. on 1550 AM, The Voice. But if, for whatever the reason, you have a need or a desire to listen when we're not broadcasting live, feel free to go to speakingwith.com and just click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. Find the program of your choice and listen away. And remember, we are truly making it as convenient as possible. And so it is optimized for smartphone use. So wherever you take your smartphone, you can listen to the program. And it's there waiting for you so that you can truly listen at your convenience. If there's something that aired 2 months ago and you think, wait a minute, there was a guest named so-and-so. Or when I checked this week's guests and topics, there was a topic that I really wanted to listen in on, but I didn't have a chance to do it when they broadcast live. So let me go back and get that. I'll recognize it when I see it. And remember, you can always, if you need to, you can go to this week's guests and topics for a little bit more detailed information about what the programming is about. We have some a little less information. You can go to Listen Online at your convenience, and it'll give you enough information there to know what that programming will be about. But you can often get more details by going to this week's guests and topics. But essentially, the information will be the same, with, of course, the biggest difference being with listening online at your convenience, you get the audio as well. All right. Everyday Health is helping us with the whole notion of overcoming TBI, traumatic brain injury. What are some of the steps that can be taken to help us overcome, to help people overcome TBI? Well, after Timothy Pruse, who's now 57, was rear-ended at a red light in 1994, he was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. He experienced partial paralysis, memory loss, and difficulties with cognition, with his brain function, and he bounced between several physicians, therapists, psychologists, and rehabilitation facilities in order to regain his mental and physical abilities, and eventually he started attending support groups for survivors with TBI. And he says he really hated support groups. He felt unsatisfied with the format of having a medical professional facilitate a room full of people with brain injuries without knowing how they really felt. You know, a lot of times we hear people say, well, I'd rather hear someone who has gone through what I'm going through. That's not always necessary, but there are some people who have that preference. Pruse says that really the medical professionals who were facilitating the support groups were coming at it from the perspective of learning about brain injury as opposed to having a brain injury. He decided he wanted to change this clinician-led model and facilitate TBI support groups himself. So he became a board member and then vice president of the Brain Injury Association of New York State. And for the past 18 years, he's worked as an outreach coordinator and peer mentor for individuals with TBI at the Brain Injury Research Center at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City. Currently, he's facilitating 3 TBI support groups at the hospital. And as a person with a brain injury, he's found that it gives more credibility to the facilitator if they know what the people in the support group have gone through. What do you think about that? A person medically trained, leading a support group, facilitating a support group with regards to helping people who are surviving traumatic brain injury get even more support through the support group. Person medically trained may have some information about traumatic brain injury that someone who is not medically trained may not have. But then a person who is not medically trained but is surviving traumatic brain injury, they're going to have some information, and they will have the experience knowing what it is to actually live through traumatic brain injury. Which do you suppose would be more helpful? Traumatic brain injury. People with first-time brain injuries or those who have lived with a brain injury can often feel isolated or frustrated, even confused about their symptoms. And joining a support group can help survivors of brain injury, including their families, friends, and caregivers, gain valuable knowledge and learn about resources from other attendees. Support groups can also provide a sense of community and identity for survivors who have struggled with their brain injuries. One thing that I do want to mention is very important. One thing about support groups, whether they're support groups for people who are fighting any kind of addiction, whether it be sexual addiction, alcohol addiction, you name it, or some other type of addiction, or someone who's just fighting, like they're saying, traumatic brain injury, someone who is struggling to recover from the trauma of the loss of a loved one. There's something about being with a group of people who are going through what you're going through that can really help make a difference. Now, I'm not saying or even suggesting that that's the only way it should be. I am saying I do understand where they're coming from. I really do. I can also see the benefit, the plus, the positive of having someone who is medically or psychologically trained in an area to help too. So my point is, let's not be too quick to count out either scenario. I think that for any given individual, it'll be a matter of just determining what's going to work best for you and not throwing cold water on any of the alternatives. Next week, let's talk about this some more, overcoming TBI and with a specific focus of seeing how support groups can help. All right, till then, let's be giving some serious thought to how we can, as a lifestyle, let some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.
Mm-hmm.